played a few holes of golf this morning. I was lucky enough to get out, me and plenty of others, because golf courses and tennis courses and zoos and heritage sites and sports pitches, they have all reopened today. Kids non-contact training in pods of 15 started up again. Our own reporter, Henry McKean, has hit the tennis courts and the cricket clubs and everything else. He joins me now. Henry, you're at a Railway Union sports ground. What's the atmosphere like?
Yeah, a sense of freedom right across Ireland. You could say a relief here in Sandymount. These parents are delighted.
It's amazing. Yeah, all of the kids are going to be able to train now outside in groups again. And honestly, my daughter is just so excited not to be on the Zoom anymore at home.
So she's doing karate. How was Zoom karate? Did they not smash the house up?
They did. No, they didn't actually. They were grand. Yeah, she, like really quickly she was actually doing proper karate in the house. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. No, I'm delighted she'll get to hang out with loads of the kids outside. It's brilliant.
It's good to see everything opening up again, and if it's like one of your hobbies, it's definitely like good to get out.
I'm Kenny Carroll. I'm the Regional Development Officer for Hockey Ireland in Leinster. Yeah, I think it's a great day for sport in Ireland, to be honest. It was like a 4-month stoppage of all outdoor sport, and for children, you know, never happened before, I think. So it's great, and hopefully there's volunteers and coaches and children around the country today, like really looking forward to after school. They're probably going to get out and do a bit of GA training, hockey training, soccer, rugby, whatever, all the sports. All the coaches, they need to just make sure, like, you know, they go back slowly, because a lot of children wouldn't have done much activity for a while, unfortunately. So just to do it like slow and steady and don't go mad too early.
How you doing? My name is David Cunningham. I'm the head groundsman in Railway Union Sports Club for the last 21 years. And it's just great to see everyone, the sports starting back. We have tennis, hockey, we have rugby. We've had a lot of the international rugby girls training down here on their own with nothing to aim for. Like, they were lucky they got a couple of games in the Six Nations, which was fantastic. But they've been all training in on their own, just doing single runs. It's been very frustrating for everybody. Everyone's complimenting the grounds, but we don't want the grounds looking like this. We want to show where people have been playing. You know, it's just been so frustrating.
Yeah, David Cunningham there, a groundsman in Railway Union Sports Grounds. Henry, you stumbled across a cricket training session. Who did you meet?
Yeah, I did. Here is Carmel Merchant. He's a cricket coach, one of the best in the country, originally from Pakistan, living in Ireland 30 years. He was training a future cricket champion. He's only 12.
Well, I'm very excited that the place is open after a long time. The kids were looking, and I've been getting phone calls from the parents for a long time. Okay, when are we going to open it? The kids are amazingly, like, you know, mad about cricket now, and they will be excited, and we are excited too, to get back to the ground after a long time.
My name's Robert O'Brien, and I think it's great to be back playing cricket.
So you've been playing cricket since you were 3, and you're out training again. How does it feel to have the cricket bat in your hand?
Feels quite good just to get back at it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I think it's so good for the kids to be able to go back to their respective sports. So good for their mental well-being and for their parents' mental well-being. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Aoife O'Brien, Robert's mum, it's a relief.
Absolutely, you've no idea. Absolutely brilliant.
So no more cricket balls in the garden smashing windows?
I think our neighbours might be quite happy about that.
So Robert's going to have 6 sessions of cricket this week?
Club cricket, sessions with Kamal, Leinster, Irish.
Good. And again. Shot. Get the helmet on quickly.
There's the cricket training. It's not only cricket, though. I mentioned a few other sports as well. Tennis in full swing, Henry.
Yeah, tennis. I mean, I'm very jealous that you made it onto the golf course. But yeah, tennis is back and people are absolutely delighted here in Railway Union. They're busy. I met players, coaches, kids and their parents. And everyone is just thrilled to be back on the tennis court as basically under 18 outdoor training resumes.
It's great to be back in the sun playing tennis.
Ah, super. It's great. And a beautiful day and all. Great start to it.
And you're also a golfer too?
I am.
And you get the golf club?
I'll be playing golf tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes, playing golf tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Christine Treston and I'm a tennis coach.
So how does it feel to have the kids back, to be training again?
Oh, it's amazing, especially with the good weather. It's just been a long 4 months, no kind of outdoor activities, but it's brilliant to be back on court with them all.
I like backhands and forehands. I like the way I can see my friends again because we meet up and doing tennis.
So I'm Will Wilshire. I'm the head coach at Claremont Railway LTC.
How does it feel to have training back, to have the kids back?
We're absolutely delighted. It's been a long break, long winter, 4 months or so of no coaching. So I think everyone's raring to go today. You know, there's not a lot else that could be done apart from going for walks. You know, so I think there's a lot of excitement from the coaches and the kids about getting back today
to play tennis and see if I can actually do it.
We're super excited to be back playing tennis. It's just great to see the kids getting back out again and being active and back playing sport and seeing their friends.
How does it feel to be playing tennis again?
Really fun. And I really, really am looking forward to all the activities getting back open.
It feels really fun to be back because I haven't played in so long, and the last time I played was against my mum and my friend.
Let's go. Very good. Tag your partner. Go. Excellent. It's great to be back and seeing all the kids having fun again, and just a great atmosphere and environment to be in.
All right, busy Claremont Railway Lawn Tennis Club there. Henry, over the weekend as well, we did see a lot of pictures, people out and about. And listen, it was great to see. I know there's some people giving out, people in these beauty spots. Unfortunately, though, accompanied by lots of photos of littering. And I understand you met a business owner today taking a pretty proactive measure in this fight.
Yeah, you're right. Right across Ireland, there were, you know, scenes of big crowds and lots of litter. I met Chris Raymond, and he's the manager of the Bernard Shaw Pub in Fisborough in Dublin. And he's doing something to encourage people to fill a bag of rubbish to get a free takeaway pint.
Yeah, we run a thing called Bin It to Win It. It's pretty simple. People can come up to the pub. They can grab a bin bag from us. They fill it with litter from the surrounding areas, and they bring it back, and we give them a drink on the house, be it a can of beer or a soft drink or coffee, tea.
The weekend just gone by across Ireland and in Dublin, people wanted to get outside, and they did in big numbers, and they wanted to perhaps have a takeaway pint. Are people, in a way, are they, you know, frustrated? Do they just want to enjoy the weather?
I think they are. I think everyone is, and within their rights, going outside, meeting people, enjoying the weather. I do think it's a shame. We've seen across Dublin, especially, the outdoor litter that is left behind. It's a shame, but at the same time, people are just given one option, that's to go outside. So unfortunately, there aren't enough bins to kind of meet the demand of that litter. So it's inevitable.
So Bin It to Win It, how big is the bag? How full does it have to be?
It's just a normal bin bag. It doesn't have to be 100% full. We just ask that you go out there, pick up what you can, and bring it back to us.
And it's worked. It's kept it clean.
We try. It's better than nothing, put it that way. I don't think it 100% has worked fully, but it's a step in the right direction. You look at the length of this lockdown, and I think people are just a little bit at wit's end. So if it's a case that they either have a takeaway pint outdoors rather than socialising indoors, then I think that's a step in the right direction.
Would you like to see beer gardens open?
Of course.
Because Northern Ireland, they're opening theirs on Friday. You would like us to hurry up a bit?
100%. We would prefer that people were in our beer garden rather than getting a takeaway pint. It's a lot easier for us to manage, especially in terms of litter, in terms of everything. So 100%, we'd like to have beer gardens and outdoor dining reopen as soon as possible.
Yeah, Chris Raymond there, the manager of the Bernard Shaw Pub, chatting to Henry McKean on Bin It to Win It. I mean, that is a great initiative. A beer, a coffee or a tea in return for a bag of litter. I wonder, are there other initiatives along those lines elsewhere in the country? If there are, get in touch. Let me know about them. 53106.